Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Entrepreneur Product Sourcing and eBiz Show, brought to you by WorldwideBrands.com.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Colette Marshall. I'm the Worldwide Brands Business Development Manager. Welcome, everybody. We have Lisa Satora of WhatDoISell.com. Lisa is going to profile the top product trends and tell us what consumers are talking about and buying. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Colette. It's great to be here on the kickoff show.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you on. The biggest question is, Lisa, what will those buyers be buying?
So, Colette, without a doubt, the most widespread and influential of all product trends in 2008 is the influence of earth-friendly, or they're also known as green products. Now, this is really interesting because historically, when you and I, and we've talked about this niche a bit before, historically in the past couple of years, earth-friendly products tended to be a niche for people who it was an all-or-nothing niche. You were either really green or you weren't, or you were mainstream. All right, here's what's new for 2008, and this is going to redefine the products people sell in every category across the board. We're seeing consumers are what's being called situationally eco-friendly. So let me give you an example. Someone might not eat organic food, but they might want to save energy. They might want to save energy costs. So traditionally, retailers who would think, well, I don't want to get into that, you know, earth-friendly niche because that's just not my cup of tea. Now, if you are not offering some representation of a green or eco-friendly product in your product line, no matter what you sell, you are totally missing the boat because your consumer might not be a traditionally green or organic or earth-friendly, you know, 100% across the board, but they are looking for particular products that support their interests in that come in an earth-friendly version. So there's tremendous opportunities here in this niche. One of the biggest things that people are talking about is green consumer electronics. So these are everyday consumer electronics, everything from clock radios to phones to appliances that are either energy friendly or that are made from recycled or eco-friendly products. And there was a huge article in one of the major papers that talked about if the big, and these are for small companies, small startup companies that are coming up with these innovations, perfect companies for home-based retailers. But what's really interesting is what they're saying is that the big-name brands need to catch up in this area. So for home-based business owners looking for those small, innovative companies and then following this trend is really going to be a path, an inroad to gaining market share if you're going to sell these products.
Lisa, you know, I believe that the next product trend that you're going to talk about is one that I want to spend some money in. Tell me all about it, please.
All right, Colette. Well, this is huge. This is going to be big for 2008, and it is a trend that we've named buying time. Time is the new gold.
Well, that's definitely something I'm interested in. I could always use some extra time.
Well, you and about 70% of U.S. consumers. Now, check this out. A recent survey said 70% of U.S. consumers aged 16 and older, say they don't have enough time to do all the things they need to do. In fact, half of U.S. consumers now say that a lack of time is a bigger problem in their lives than a lack of money. And this is the first time in history. Now, I look at this and I say, what does this tell me? We have people who do not have time, but they have money to spend. So let's translate that, and what that says is that selling products that can save people time, make their time use more efficient, and allow them to automate tasks, speed up tasks, or multitask will be increasingly in demand. So any products that you can find, look at your suppliers, you know, look in the magazines, look for products that save people time. This is going to be huge in 2008.
Now, the third trend area that we're seeing explosive growth in is home healthcare products.
All right. This $2 billion niche is going to zoom to $28 billion. The reason for that, Colette, is that the number of Americans over age 65 is predicted to double from 35 million today to about 70 million in the year 2030. Now, with the average life expectancy increasing and more people wanting to stay in their own homes, we're also finding that people want to take responsibility and accountability for their own health care needs. So because of this, there are a tremendous amount of new products that are being developed that are coming into the marketplace every day that are supporting this emerging trend. Now, these products, by the way, have very high profit margins because they're expensive products, but the customers, the consumers in this group, of course, have the money to buy these products. So it is a growing, huge niche over the next several years.
Now, the fourth change you're going to talk about is an interesting one. You say it's called Mass Lux?
Yes.
What is Mass Lux?
Well, I describe Mass Lux as this. When one person's indulgent is the next person's necessity. Now, this is really interesting because this is a completely different mindset for today's consumers in the way they think, in the way they buy, in what they're looking for. So let me explain this. You know, it wasn't too long ago that people who bought high-priced goods were considered to have, you know, a pretty substantial income. But today we're seeing the demand for and the sales of products in the luxury arena from a huge group of consumers who are not necessarily in what we would classically call the high-income segment. You know, just average people who want this, what we call luxury products. Now, that's why we call it Mass Lux, because it's the luxury market. However, it is now in demand by the mass consumer market. Now, there's two kinds of Mass Lux consumers, and this is important for everyone to understand because it's going to help you in your thinking when you're sourcing your products. So first of all, you have the consumer who, much like the situational eco-friendly consumer, these are the situational Mass Lux consumers. These are people who are willing to go and spend, you know, half a month's salary or they've saved up to buy luxury goods. Now, this is kind of an extreme example. Mattress pads. Now, when you think of a mattress pad, you think, oh, you know what, $40 polyester, whatever. But we're seeing $900 water-cooled and heated mattress pad that integrates technology to allow you to sleep comfortably. Now, a situational luxury consumer might place a personal value in sleep comfort. So someone might go and spend this much on a mattress pad. Does this mean they're going to be living in opulence? No. But it does mean that if you carry products, you need to be looking at the luxury end of your product line. Now, the second segment to this group is what we call affordable luxury. This is very interesting. Maybe the person who does not have the $900 budget, what if they have a $50 or $100 budget but they want luxury? Luxury brands are now emphasizing, they're positioning themselves to have products that are smaller, scaled-down version of the luxury products. So let me give you an example. Swarovski crystals, we all know they're beautiful. They have very, very expensive products. They introduced a Swarovski bracelet and pair of earrings that has a Swarovski name brand, got the packaging, everything, the credentials, the certification, but it's in the lower end. It's in the under $100 range. And what they're doing is they're packaging these in the beautiful packaging that is traditional of the high-end brand, but they're giving you a sampling. They're giving you an affordable product with that luxury brand and quality built right in. No matter which way you want to go with this Mass Lux niche, you can target both of these segments of the Mass Lux consumer group. And this is huge. We've been seeing this growing.
As we talked about early on, more and more people are getting online and more people are getting more comfortable with buying, you know, expensive items like that online as well.
Absolutely.
So now this next trend really exemplifies product innovation. What is transforming furniture?
You know, Colette, trends are driven by consumer needs, consumer lifestyles, and consumer wants. So there's an increasing amount of what we call transforming furniture that has hit the marketplace. And what this is it's a consumer desire for functionality as well as elements of form. So let me tell you what some of the characteristics of, and when I say transforming furniture, we're talking about household furniture. So people want to save space, so they want multi-purpose furniture. People want offbeat design elements. They want something that's unique, that's creative, and they want something that has novel features for their home. Plus, space is a huge issue. Now, some people have huge houses. Other people don't. Many people do not live in big, grand houses. So maximizing your space is really important. So let me give you some examples so you can understand kind of what this looks like. We're seeing sofas, you know, your modern-day couch that actually can transform into bunk beds. So not your traditional pull-out hide-a-beds, but something even more functional and space-efficient. It's that transformer theory of it's one thing, but with a little movement, it can be put into an entirely new product. There's a new multi-position laptop desk. It easily accommodates any position that you're sitting in. You can change the height, you can change the angle, you can make it like a dinner tray, you can use it in bed, you can use it sitting on the couch. You can transform this so that you can make use of your laptop wherever you're sitting. You can have artwork. It looks like a piece of art on your wall. You unhook it and it folds out into a nice little table where you can sit and eat. Very clever. If you have a small space, you know, it's not this kind of ugly thing which is hanging on the wall, but it's a work of art. And when the diagonal bar is pulled, it converts into a leg and provides stability. It's a little breakfast table, a little writing table. Here's one for parents. It's a convertible baby bed, exerciser, play space, diaper changer, and play pad. Pretty much, other than raise the baby, I think it does everything else. It's a very versatile product. Now, and again, call it, you know, these products are not inexpensive. They're nice products with high profit margins, and they're just being introduced into the marketplace. So if you're interested, like if you're hearing this show today and think, wow, you know, this is a niche I want to get into, you need to get out there and start looking around and start reading up on these types of products, because one day these products will become common. You know what's so important for home-based business owners is that the smaller companies really want people to get out there and sell their products, and they want people who understand the trends and who understand what consumers are looking for. So, you know, for people who listen to this report today and then they go and they, you know, find a supplier, they understand the thinking, what the customer wants, they can go out there and market, and you're not fighting with all of the other people who want to sell things from big name brand manufacturers, because you're an innovator, you're not a follower.
Well, now, talking about reports, you had mentioned a free report that you have put together about the product trends for 2008.
Absolutely. Well, I finished a product trends for 2008 report, and this is actually a 45-page report that talks about the product trends for 2008. It also talks about how to find product trends, how to apply them to your business, because practical application of trends is very important. It doesn't do you any good to know about a trend unless you know what to do with it. And they can find that at
www.producttrends2008.com. Well, that is our time today with Lisa Satora of WhatDoISell.com. Lisa, thanks so much for being here. I'm Colette Marshall.
Today's Entrepreneur Product Sourcing and eBiz show has been brought to you by WorldwideBrands.com and Entrepreneur.com. Join us again next week for more free eBiz education with the Internet's leading product sourcing expert.